If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time for entertainment news. Dean Richards now, and trouble seems to follow Alec Baldwin around, doesn't it, Dean?
Oh, boy. He was driving his SUV with his brother Stephen in the car in the Hamptons and slammed into a tree, collided head-on with a tree. Baldwin said that somebody in a big garbage truck cut him off, and he had to swerve into the tree to avoid hitting the truck. Neither of the Baldwin boys were hurt. Alec thanked the East Hampton Town Police for coming to his aid. They were both in town for the Hamptons International Film Festival.
I'm sure Alec loved the pictures of him on social media after the crash.
How do you even deal with that after everything that he's gone through? Every time that he's captured, by the paparazzi's place, he looks madder and madder.
Yes, he does.
In every picture, and honestly, nuttier and nuttier in every picture as well. That's
Well, not everybody can be like me. Fun follows me around.
That's right.
Ozzy Osbourne seems to be getting a lot of attention, even after he has left us.
Yeah, maybe even more attention since he's left us. This is one that you definitely have to go look at on YouTube today. It is a pumpkin patch mural honoring Ozzy Osbourne. Somebody has taken 10,000 pumpkins and painted them, arranged them in a big farm field, which when you look at it from, above, is a beautiful mural of Ozzy Osbourne smiling, wearing his glasses, surrounded by bats, just the way that Ozzy would like it. It is at the Sunnyfields Farm in Tottenhamshire, England, and we'll be there for the month of October. Ozzy, of course, died in July after a series of health setbacks at the age of 76.
What was I reading? Something about a book that is out, and it seems pretty interesting.
Yeah, everybody is trying to strike. There are like 3 documentaries now about his life and his career, his declining health. There's the book that's coming out. I'm sure they're going to find, this is the case with all artists when they pass away. Previously unreleased material that was found in a vault someplace.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
I'm sure that's going to be coming out as well. But I thought this pumpkin patch tribute was this is what I want.
That's perfect.
When I pass away, I would like someone to take their pumpkin patch and make a depiction of my, my Victory Auto Records commercial. like that.
Someone's probably working on it right now.
That's so.
I saw this headline on your list of entertainment stories today. Taylor Swift breaks another record. And I thought, wait a minute, this is yesterday's story. But she broke another one.
No, this is different. Yeah, no, yesterday's story was the new movie that's going to be coming out about her Eras Tour, and then a 6-episode docuseries. This story is one where she has become the first artist ever to have every single one of her songs on this new album place in the Billboard Hot 100. So in other words, every single song on the album dominates numbers 1 through 12 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Previously, she was the only artist to hold the Hot 100's entire top 10 from her Midnights album in 2022. She did the same thing when the Tortured Poets Department album came out last year. I don't remember Beatles albums or Rolling Stones or, artists of our era when a new album would come out. Like, every song wouldn't go on the Silver Dollar Survey, would it?
No, I was just thinking about the Beatles and all of the sales records they set. Taylor Swift has just destroyed all of them.
Yeah, Elvis, yeah. Everybody. It's it's quite the phenomenon.
Minions of Swifties are willing and ready to help.
Even Walter Jacobson is a Swiftie.
He's a Swiftie.
After that old car is worth money.
So is he.
Talking entertainment news with Dean Richards. We're giving away some tickets to this Andrea Bocelli concert. And this is a big tour, isn't it?
Yeah, this is his 30th anniversary tour. Pretty big deal. 30th anniversary of his album, Romanza, and so he is doing a special North American tour that will work its way through the U.S. and will be here in Chicago at the United Center on February 25th. If you've never seen Andrea Bocelli perform, get ready for some goosebumps. It's he's an amazing performer. You know, for one person to stand in the middle of a stage in an arena like the United Center and completely captivate it says it all. So it's going to be February 25th, and let me see if we have a ticket. Yeah, tickets will pre-sale begins tomorrow, and then general ticket sales begin on Friday.
And we'll give you a chance to call in and win some a little later this morning. Let's talk about Allison Janney and Bradley Whitford. We remember them from The West Wing, don't we?
Yeah, and they're back together again in season 3 of the Netflix series The Diplomat. This is a political drama that stars Carrie Russell, but reunites these West Wing alum as the Vice President of the United States and the First Gentleman, respectively, and had a chance to talk with them last week, and they talked about their on-screen and off-screen chemistry.
I can't think of two better people to be involved in the political drama than both of you. Was it like getting back on a bike? Oh, Allison?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, we both are very seasoned fake political performers. I mean, West Wing, I learned all about politics. I felt so comfortable walking into this world, even though the stakes are a bit higher and it's a different landscape with, international politics. But I felt very comfortable walking into that with Deborah Kahn's writing. She's one of my favorite writers. And then to have Brad come in, it just feels like home.
It was the easiest. Yes, to be able to work with Allison is an incredible privilege. We are dear friends for a long time. We kind of grew up together in a very intense situation that went on and on and on, episode after episode, for the better part of a decade. So it felt like a return to home, and it's a fascinating thing to take our history and push it through this weird marriage.
Allison, we talked with Carol Burnett not long ago, and she talked about how you wordle with her. Are you still wordling with Carol?
Every morning. It's one of my favorite things I look forward to every day, is seeing that I get a text from Carol Burnett. And it's crazy. I mean, she gets Wordle in two more times than anybody I've ever met. I've accused her of cheating. I don't like to think of Carol as cheating, but I don't understand. And she says she picks a different word every day. And it's just wild. And so we do. We text every day, and she beats me almost every day. And it's a lot of fun. I just adore her, and I love that I, at this point in my life, I get to work with, that I've gotten to work with her. I mean, my father, I think my career was finally legitimized because I worked with Carol Burnett. It was like, oh my God. But yeah, it's fun to have her in my life.
So nice to talk to both of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Nice to talk to
Give
you.
Give my love to my daddy.
I will tell him you said, I will call him daddy the next time I see him. See how he goes for that.
Now, what he's talking about there when he says, "Give my love to my daddy," his father-in-law is one Mr. John Records Landecker.
That's right.
Bradley Whitford is married to John's daughter, Amy, a super incredibly successful actress. They met on the set of the TV series Transparent. And I think it's funny that I get on the Zoom and he's like, yeah, my father-in-law is John Landecker. Yeah. How about that for a backdoor WGN connection?
Yeah, at the dinner table when they're all together, John conducts a boogie check, and,
right.
and Bradley Whitford is highly amused.
Yes, indeed.
At all times.
Yes, indeed.
And finally, to confuse us more, I guess that's the reason Apple TV Plus is dropping the Plus. What's going on here?
Well, yes, it is confusing. Apple TV Plus yesterday, which is the streaming service that we tell you about all the time, announced that they are dropping the Plus from their name. So from here on, it will simply be known as Apple TV, which is the confusing part is that Apple TV is the name of their streaming hardware device, the little box that you plug into your TV. It's also the name of the app where you can buy and rent movies. So if you're not confused already by it, get ready. It's about to get more confusing. Hey, good news, though. It's not going to be any less expensive.
I knew we'd have problems as soon as the FCC allowed UHF stations. Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.